Quarry, A Nameless Detective Mystery by Bill Pronzini, read by Nick Sullivan.
Disc 1.
So perhaps we are in hell, for all that I can tell, and lost and damned and served up hot to God. John Davidson. Chapter 1. Cool, windy Monday in late April. Pale sun, scattered cumulus clouds. Nice day for a long, solitary drive into the country, especially when you had a partner and best friend who was getting married in a few days and who was turning everyone concerned into basket cases with his prenuptial mania. There wasn't much traffic on Highway 101 south of King City, and when I turned off at San Lucas, there was no traffic at all. The sleepy village with its huge, dead storage silos seemed deserted. So did Cattleman Road, leading out of it to the south. So did the vineyards and produce fields that flanked the two-lane blacktop. It was as if all the people had gone somewhere else, as if I were passing through Hamelin Town not long after the Piper's visit. But then, except for the harvest season, it was always like this down here in the central part of the state. Anybody who thinks California is just one big string of cities and suburbs, wall-to-wall people from one end to the other, has never driven through the southern reaches of the Salinas Valley between King City and Paso Robles, 150 miles southeast of San Francisco. This is Steinbeck country, the setting of East of Eden and the stories in the Long Valley. Earthquake country.